Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. I'm Renee. How can I assist you?
Hello, my name is William Warren. I have three accounts with you guys, and I need to have my card on file for all three accounts.
Okay, one moment.
I just need to change my card. I got a new one.
Okay.
I do not have my account number.
Okay, just one moment.
I'm not even at home, so I can't even give you my numbers off the two accounts that I have.
Okay, verify your name, shipping address, and email for me.
William Moore, and it's 19657 Bursley Road, Council Bluffs, Iowa. 51503.
Okay.
I have one for Star Trek, the collections, and then I have one for Discovery, and then the, what's that other one that y'all do, that, the eShop?
I will have to look and see. I'm ready for the card when you are.
Oh, okay. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, man. Oh, okay. It's 5138-7200-0093. 4684.
Okay. And that expiration date?
03-24.
Okay. We updated the Star Trek Starship. And you want to update the Eagle Moss? Oh, here it is.
The eShop and Discovery.
Okay. And what is that? I'm going to cut and paste and put it in there. What is the...
Say again.
I'm going to cut and paste and put your credit card number in there for the other ones. What's the expiration date again?
03-24.
Okay, that's updated. Let's try this one. Oh, yeah, I thought they were going to all update. They didn't. Okay.
Now, the last time I tried to update this, I had to call four times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was disappointed because the last time, it was the special for the space dock that I've been wanting to get. And then when I called to get my card didn't go through. And when I called up, they said that they don't even have my card on file. Oh, I was disappointed.
Aww.
I was so mad. And then when I called about the space dock, they told me they were sold out.
Aww.
Yeah, and then I finally get it last week.
Aww. So you finally did get it.
I was like, I was mad because I was like, you know, I've been waiting to get this thing, and now all of a sudden I finally get my card in, and I told the lady straight up, I said, this is ridiculous. This is the fourth time I called to put my card in, and you people can't even record my number?
No.
I told them, I said, I'm about ready to just cancel my subscriptions.
Okay, I think, wait a minute, this one didn't update. Let's update that one. I'm going to go back in and make sure the last four digits is 4684, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me just make sure all of them have that card number.
And can we delete the other ones if possible?
Which other? Oh, no. When I change it, it won't hold on to that old card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the way the system is set up, it deletes that old number. Okay, we got one other card. Need to change, and then we'll go back and check and make sure they all have.
I mean, I don't order from the eShop that often, but
when you do, you want it to go through.
Right.
Okay, let's start at the top. 4684. I'm just making sure all of them have the same card number.
All right, and then I have two more questions.
Okay.
One of them can, well, the one question, well, it actually concerns both accounts, the Star Trek and the Discovery. My question is when is the next shipment? I know as far as my Star Trek collections go, I'm on hold for a plaque.
Okay.
But as far as, and I can't get it skipped because, I don't know, it's a special or it's a free item or something. I was told by the supervisor it could not be skipped. But I'm getting nothing except for just specials from that. When?
The Starship?
Right, for the Star Trek. Right. I'm on hold for a plaque for that, and I've been on hold for since before COVID.
Okay, yeah, still saying that it's, you have a reship coming up, but it's out of stock on the Star Trek.
I got a reship coming?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know which one is that?
Let me see. It is the Federation Tug.
Okay.
That's out of stock.
Okay. That was one that was skipped over because it was out of stock.
And then you have a pending reship. It doesn't show me what it is, but you called on the 20th of March, and that reship is out of stock.
Right, that's the right, that should be for Discovery.
Okay, yeah.
That's that little pod looking thing.
Your next shipment is scheduled for Tuesday.
Okay. Now, I should have a note in there that I should be getting a shipment every 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's what you'll get it as long as it's in stock. If it's not in stock, they'll it'll have a pop up that says that particular item will not ship because it's out of stock. But right now,
right.
Your next shipment, you do have it set for every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Quantity one. So you do have that set up.
Yeah, I should get a shipment every 2 weeks this way. You know, instead of getting, like, the Star Trek, I'm supposed to get two shipments every 2 weeks with the Star Trek, with those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Discovery is supposed to be just one shipment or one item every 2 weeks.
Okay, so you have one on there. And that's the other one. Mm-hmm. That's how it's set up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that the Star Trek is going to be all screwed up because of the one. I can't get anything except for specials. But now, the next one is coming for Discovery. It is not a special, is it?
I think it is a special.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is a special. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, that's fine. If it is, that's fine.
Yeah, it's a special. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. No, that's fine. It just means now I have to get into the basement and get it organized so I can get my shovels in.
I see. Yeah, but
I've got like.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got like six boxes or six shipments that I've got that have not been put out yet.
Really?
Yeah, they're still sitting in the box.
Oh, no. When are you going to be working on them?
Well, it's because I've unpacked everything. I've kept all the boxes, all the original boxes that they all come in. It's just that I moved the curio cabinets from upstairs down into the basement from my home. That's why they're not all put back out yet.
So you keep them in a curio cabinet?
Yep. I display them in a curio cabinet. And right now, I should have enough room to fill up the three that I have now.
That's pretty cool.
I hope.
That sounds pretty cool. I would love to see that. But
well, as soon as
you're going to put it on Facebook?
I could, or I could just send you a picture when they're all up. I got to get them. I got to put the cabinets and clean up the basement and rearrange the whole basement just to make room.
Oh my goodness! You sound like you're really into this.
Star Trek. I'm 43 now. Been with Star Trek since 1984 because of my father.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then my uncle got me going, and that just expanded out to the next generation. And since then, I have watched everything.
Really?
Every series that came out, mm-hmm. I've got them all on Netflix and saved.
Did your father do that as well?
No. He would just watch them, but he wouldn't save it.
Okay.
Me, I have to have it, and I also pay the extra money for Paramount now so that I can watch the other three.
Wow. That's
and then I collect the ships, posters, pins, cups.
You a real Trekkie.
I try to be.
You are
I'm not collecting
to the brand. Hmm?
Yeah.
You
the whole thing's to my uncle.
That's cool. Well, yeah, I would love to see that.
Yeah, and then I got posters. I've got puzzles we put together, all framed and hung on the wall. They're going to have to come down. I'm like,
God. You frame them, the puzzles?
Yeah. My girlfriend glued them, and I go buy the frames, and we frame them.
Wow.
I have two big, I mean, the frames I can't even get at Walmart because the frames were too small. I had to go someplace else and get them.
Really? Did you try Hobby Lobby or Michaels?
They don't carry them big enough.
Wow.
1,500 and a 2,000-piece puzzle, mm-hmm. They're too big. They're over
wow.
3 feet. Yeah, 3 feet long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've had the... Yeah, the frame was a little too big, so the when you buy these big frames, you can put a bunch of little pictures in it. I had to use that to hold the puzzle in place so they wouldn't flop around.
Oh.
I had to cut it out and use that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I get creative.
That is crazy. It sounds like it's fun, though.
Hey, whatever I got to do to keep my stuff displayed and keep it nice.
That's what you do.
That's why they're in a curio cabinet.
I heard that. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
As long as the card's on all three accounts, I'm good to go.
They are all updated, I promise you. I went through them line by line.
Thank you, hon. I really appreciate it.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it, hon.
You have a good one. Happy Easter.
You do the same. You too now.
Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. Bye-bye.
Bye.